Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Try reading the news after that, Bonnie. Imagine. Johannesburg up to 32 today. Polokwane and Rustenburg 35. Airports Company South Africa confirmed that investigations have been launched into the death of a traveller at the O.R. Tambo International Airport in Johannesburg and another at the King Shaka International Airport. According to spokesperson Ernest Mulibana, the traveller in Johannesburg fell from the fifth floor of the parking area while the traveller in KZN collapsed at the arrivals terminal.
The cause of death in both incidents is still unknown. The matter has been handed over to the South African Police Service. As AXA, we would like to extend our deepest condolences to the families and loved ones of both travellers during this difficult time.
Then we move to Mpumalanga, where five people died in an accident this morning between Mgobo Bobotsi and Madadeni. The white sedan they were traveling in overturned and caught fire, and a sixth person has been severely injured and is receiving treatment in hospital. According to a spokesperson for the Community Safety and Security in the province, Moeti Musi, the cause of the accident is also being investigated.
Mpumalanga MEC for Community Safety, Security and Liaison, Mr. Jackie Masie, mentioned that this type of tragedies bring devastations to families and communities. He is therefore appealing to motorists to be cautious at all the time and respect the rules of the road.
Still in Mpumalanga, the Water Research Commission has launched efforts to address Mpumalanga's water crises. Their mission includes translating research into practical innovations to solve water and sanitation issues. The commission's Jay Bagwan highlighted their goals to ENCA.
What we're trying to do is to introduce waste minimization in commercial activities that would ensure that receiving water environment would be safe. It also would reduce pressure on municipalities that would have to deal with very polluted water for drinking water treatment.
And among rumors that the deputy president, Bulma Shatile, fainted because of food poisoning yesterday, his office has confirmed that it was not the case. Speaking to Jackie News a bit earlier, Mashatile's acting spokesperson, Keith Causa, said the incident in Limpopo was caused by excessive heat and dehydration.
He's fine. They checked him thoroughly yesterday. Thereafter, he ate and left Limpopo. Later, he was home. He was in his normal mood.
While talking about the heat, just a reminder of the heat wave in Limpopo, Mpumalanga and the northern parts of Gauteng. Temperatures are above 30 degrees, so make sure that you are hydrated and refrain from outdoor activities in the heat of the day. I'm Marlene Fischer with Nies die Uur. 'N ondersoek word ingestel na die dood van reisigers op onderskeidelik die O.R. Tambo Lughawe in Johannesburg en dan ook by die King Shaka Internasionale Lughawe in KwaZulu-Natal.
Jacaranda FM plays more.
Judgment. I know I have good taste. It's funny and it's ironic that only I feel that way. I promise I'm not you're different, and everyone makes mistakes, but just don't. I heard that you're an actor, so act like a stand-up guy. Whatever devil's inside you, don't let him out tonight. I tell them it's just your culture, and everyone rolls their eyes, yeah.